forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
Continuing our conversation now with Kyle Ann Hunter. Kyle Ann is Brady's VP of Programs and currently an adjunct professor at Georgetown University's Master's in National Security Studies program. Kyle Ann, I want to pick up where we left off before the break, and that is with due process. Because one of the things that's being talked about a lot right now are red flag laws. And the concern for many, me included, is due process. If somebody comes along and says, well, you know, that Gruber guy, he's a little shady, or, you know, he's a little, you know, goes off half-cocked, he's got an anger, whatever it might be, whatever the accusation. And somebody shows up at my door and says, we're here to collect your firearms without due process, which is the way it's done ex parte, as you know. How do we get around that? Because that's the concern of a lot of people, is the lack of due process and the taking of private property.
Well, this is why due process is important. If you look at where they actually, we have a record of their implementation to be able to study. A lot of these are very new, so we don't have a strong record yet of study. But states like Connecticut, where we are able to look at them historically and look at how they are implemented, this is a fear that just doesn't come to bear.
There's a dead guy in Connecticut because they pounded on his door at 5 a.m. and he was killed by the police when they were trying to confiscate his guns. I would say that's pretty significant, wouldn't you?
Yes, but so are the people who are killed in mass shootings,
We don't need whataboutism. I'm not talking about mass shooting. I'm talking about red flag laws and due process. This guy was killed by the police because somebody said he shouldn't have a gun. He didn't know who was pounding on his door at 5 a.m. That should be a concern. The due process, as you say by your own words, should be a concern. Yes or no?
Due process is enacted. And to bring a false extreme risk protective order against somebody is perjury, which is punishable by law.
And will never be charged.
That's a bunch of whataboutism as well. And so if we're going to take whataboutism off, we have to take that off as well.
Well, it'd never be charged. Again, my point is, you know, somebody makes a false claim against me and say that I have an anger management issue, whatever they might say. And later they say, well, I guess it wasn't true. Then you've got a situation where it never gets charged. You know that. But anyhow,
how do we defend due process
and red flag laws? That's really the bottom line. Does Brady support red flag laws?
We support extreme risk protective orders. First of all, calling them red flag laws is something we do not do, because the mental health community that we work with very closely has asked us not to use that terminology because it further stigmatizes those with diagnosed mental illnesses. Well, we know that those with diagnosed mental illnesses are actually less likely to engage in violent behavior. So let's call them what they are.
Well, except the guy in Odessa here who was had a mental health diagnosis and was never taken out of the system for guns and was allowed to purchase, which is a problem. I need to get through a list of things here just so I have an understanding, because I have the feeling you and I are going to talk again in the future. I think it's important. Does Brady support a ban on assault weapons?
Yes, we do.
And why is that?
Because has trained with them, has used them in combat, they are not necessary, or they're actually not the correct tool for self-defense.
So let me ask you this.
They're fun to shoot.
They're great. I think they're pretty good for self-defense, actually. I think they're great for self-defense myself, personally. What is an assault weapon, as far as Brady's definition?
We look at a semi-automatic rifle capable of taking a high-capacity magazine with the ability to have the accessories to essentially make it a weapon of war.
Over the last 18 years, from 2000 to 2018, according to the FBI statistics, less than 800 people were killed with AR-15s and similar in the United States. It's 41 people a year killed by those rifles. You're more likely to be killed by a hammer 10 times over. So why the focus on those weapons when they are a 1% weapon when it comes to murders in America?
Because when we look at their outside impact on the American's public ability to actually enjoy the blessings of liberty we should have, if you look at just over the past
I'm
six
sorry,
weeks.
What?
We have.
Hold on. The problem is it, less than 1% of the murders are used by AR-15s. Less than 1%.
Will you let me finish one moment?
Sure.
Before you jump back in. It is the outside's impact on the American public's ability to actually enjoy the blessings of liberty. If we look at polling, Americans are more afraid than ever to go to the mall, to go to a movie theater, to go to a festival, to go to school, because of those small, the impact that these weapons have, their ability to kill many people very quickly. When we look most recently at Dayton, where there was the best case scenario that the shooter was taken down in less than a minute, and he was still able to kill multiple people, injure dozens more. And that has impacted our American public's ability to learn and actually enjoy the rest of our freedoms.
But shotguns and handguns are more likely used in mass shootings than these assault weapons, so-called. You know that. You know the numbers.
Yes, but we also know the impact this is having on our children to learn.
So hold on. I've only got a few seconds here. So do you want to outlaw all semi-automatic weapons like some do?
No, not all semi-automatic weapons. That's not. I own a semi-automatic handgun. I don't think it should be outlawed. I think we should have further qualifications to own one and training to use one, but not outlaw and ban all of them.
Right. Kyle Ann Hunter, if people want to find out more about Brady and what you guys are doing, get your information, where do they go?
Go to BradyUnited.org, and we'd love to engage with you more. You can learn more about what we're doing and learn more about the ways that we are working with all Americans to come up with a solution we all agree is a scourge on our country.
There you have it. There's the conversation for today. Kyle Ann, I will certainly have you back. Because I feel like this conversation, even though we got into it for about 20 minutes, is still just scratching the surface. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday, back after this.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.